show here tonight, as it'll be a couple, trio of juniors, I believe, coming up here on the show here. And we'll start off with a junior, Eloy Rillis. Almost said you were a sophomore, but I forgot. No, he's a junior as well. But how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Well, off to a great start. 4-0 on the year. Or actually, yeah, the 5-0, excuse me, man. I'm getting behind on the times, but 5-0, a big win for you guys last night on the road. A tough environment and had to rally again, but you guys got the W in the end. And I kind of go through what that was like last night for you guys.
I guess it was really like nerve-wracking. We came in there kind of not anticipating, like, the we knew they were going to be really fast. We kind of just didn't play. We played down to them a little bit, which kind of affected our offense and how we played it. And then defensively, they just drove. They got down the paint very easily on us.
And you guys made some good adjustments there and limited them to those type of deals in the second half, even though they had that big run in the third quarter. But it's definitely a learning lesson along the way there, I guess you could say. But what do you take away from last night?
Start out strong every game. Mm-hmm. Keep it going through the second half, no matter what the score is. And when it's a close game like that at the end, have poise and just control the ball, get the offense going.
You've increased your role, of course, this year, being a starter, been in there all five games. And have you embraced that role that you've had on the court?
I think I'm settling in pretty good. I think I need to work on my leadership, kind of mm-hmm. going towards into games, kind of bringing everyone together mm-hmm. instead of speeding up the pace of the game and just getting our offense going.
You know, and what a finish there for your game. And you've had some big moments here this year. What's been some of your favorite ones so far?
Coronado game was a fun one. You know, it wasn't the best performance, but it was just a fun game to be a part of.
I mean, the intensity is going to probably turn up quite a bit for you over the next few weeks here with your schedule coming up. Some pretty big games in the next four, but it starts with Colby on Friday nights. And are you kind of ready for these types of games for this season?
Yeah, looking forward to it. League's going to be, I think it'll be pretty competitive this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, well, you're off to a good start, Eloy. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, Eloy Rillis is joining us here, and we'll talk with our second junior in Jackson Renfern. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Get out of there with a victory, now 5-0 on the year. You had a pretty big night, around 20 points last night, and grabbed a lot of rebounds as well. Kind of go through that game last night.
Well, like Eloy said, we just kind of came in flat-footed. I think we're all frustrated after the game on how we performed, and I think this season we just want to demand perfection. We're looking to have a great year, and we can't have games like that, especially with the strength of our schedule coming up.
You look back, and you were the you had the big assist there on Sage's dunk that put you guys up by one, and then he hit the free throw. I mean, when he threw that down and got the and one on that, did you guys feel like that we're not losing this one now?
Oh, I think it felt great, but I think the entire game we knew we weren't going to lose it. We knew we were the better team. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that point in time was really electric, and that kind of got us going pretty well. So, yeah, that was a huge event for us.
You guys have had a couple of big games this year, including that one last night, and also a close one there with Coronado last Friday, and just a lot of athleticism on both sides on the court. And what were maybe some of the challenges maybe with both of those games that you saw?
Coronado, they were a pretty scrappy team. Yeah, like you said, really athletic. Like to attack the baseline pretty well. We didn't do a good job holding the baseline for them, and so they got some pretty easy points in that way. They didn't really shoot the ball pretty well. Mm-hmm. We got lucky that way, and we just put our head down and finished both games, and that's what we need to do.
All right, I got to go to last Saturday opening tip with La Junta. La Junta doesn't have very many tall kids on their team. Have you ever had that moment before where the kid just stands there on the opening tip?
No, I was actually debating whether to jump it or not and just tipping it on the ground and just going to see if you, but I didn't want to take the chance, so I had to make sure we had the first possession, I guess. Yeah. Yeah. That was a first-time thing for sure.
No kidding. No question about that. But big moments coming up here, starting with Colby on Friday night. They've had a pretty good season so far as well here. And you know, you're very familiar with a lot of those kids. They're pretty junior-heavy as well. And what are you excited the most about this matchup on Friday?
I'm just excited to see how we're going to match up against them. Yeah, for sure. We're going to have to stop their – big guy, probably. He's pretty athletic. Their guards are pretty young, but, you know, they're a scrappy team as well. They really get after it, and we're just going to have to put our heads down and come out on top.
All right. Well, Jackson, you've had a great season so far. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout this season.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Jackson Renford joining us here, and it's going to be Alex Trango taking the headset next here is he's had a really good junior campaign as well. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And how would you describe this season so far through five games?
It's been fun, a lot of fun. We've been playing very good, but this last game, there's a little hiccups, but all nothing we can't fix.
Absolutely. It's still early in the season, even though now you're a quarter of the way. It's hard to imagine that you're already 25% through the season, huh?
Yeah, it's going by fast.
But, you know, you take away from a moment like that, and I think probably you would agree with this, that it's a great example of not overlooking an opponent.
Yeah. Cimarron was tough, but we got through it, and we just kept playing with each other and got the job done.
What have been some of your big moments do you feel like you've had so far this year?
Probably hitting that clutch three during Cimarron, which we, I think, we were down one at that point, and I had a clutch three, and just staying focused throughout the game and getting the job done.
All right, five games in, off to a great start. What's been your favorite moment so far?
Definitely Coronado coming back from a deficit and just leaving it all on the court and just getting the job done.
All right. What's something you want to continue to work on this year?
Definitely my shot. I just need to be hitting easy shots, open shots, and just getting to the rim easier, getting off 2 feet, and getting my teammates the ball and getting a lot of shots in.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a big one for you on Friday and down the road here this year. Thanks again, Alex, as always here, and good luck to you throughout this season as well.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Alex Trango joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here, part of our coaches show. We're going to bring in Coach Brian Gentry here next, I believe, here. And we've got wrestling on the horizon as well, but get with Coach Gentry. And Coach, you escape out of there with a victory last night by 4 points, 51-47. And get the big victory here, and reflect back a little bit on last night's game there.
Well, first you said escape, and I thought it was firmly in our hands. But no, it was pretty unsettling, to say the least. You know, offensively for us, we'd break the press, and then we couldn't find a flow on offense. Defensively, we couldn't keep him out of the paint, and the Copper Kid was hitting everything that he put up there. And give him credit. I mean, he was beating us off the bounce. Our ball screen defense was not good. And then again, like I said, offensively, we were just, we weren't in sync, and, it cost us, but you know, credit to our guys, you know, late in the third, after they made what 6 of 6 or something like that to start the third quarter, we kind of clamped down on defense, and, we got out in transition a little bit, and then Sage's big play, I think, really gave everybody confidence, and, away we went. But gotta be better. With the stretch of games that we do have coming up, you know, we're going to have to be better.
I mean, this probably adds a little fuel to maybe what you guys can do after last night.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think every opportunity that you get, you need to take advantage of, and you need to come out there and be hungry and compete and do the right things. And like I said, our ball screen defense was pretty bad. We were not doing what we usually do, and it cost us. So we've all got to be on the same page. I think these guys took that game last night as a learning experience, knowing that you can't go into every game or any game and overlook any opponent. It doesn't matter, especially in our league, because our league competes. It doesn't matter which team it is, they compete. Well coached, you know, throughout. And, you know, so we can't go into any game and take anybody lightly. We've got to be able to execute. And, you know, we're going to play teams that are going to press us. And so for us, you know, after the Coronado game and after last night's game, they've got to learn from it. There's no other option. They're going to have to be able to beat it and then get into some kind of flow on offense. And last night we really had no rhythm. We were really impatient. Mm-hmm. Early on, I thought we were trying to score on one pass. You know, Jackson was in the post, and it was like, let's throw it to him. Not reading the weak side defenders, not allowing him time to post up, and just impatience was really costing mm-hmm. us. We were trying to make too many really long passes and passes that we could score on if we got them, and we didn't. And so, I mean, we just have to understand that we've got to be more patient. We've got to mm-hmm. space the zones and work the offense. When teams play us man, we've got to be patient. You know, we can't just expect mm-hmm. there's going to be a breakdown in the first pass. And, you know, last night I don't think we had the patience to do that. But, again, like I said, credit to our guys because, you know, we've been in, two games now where it really came down to the end. And we executed mm-hmm. and we did what we were supposed to.
You guys are definitely turning into a pretty poised team in tight situations, and those will pay dividends. I know you don't want too many of those, especially with you being ahead, but you know, it's a good moment as well that way. But a big game on Friday night with Colby and the Eagles, you know, with a big win last night, and they've won every game that they've had since they lost their opening game of the year.
Yeah, that 1-3-1 that they've been playing has been giving some teams some problems. So when we do get inside against it, we're going to have to be smart with the ball. You can't be loose down there because there's going to be a lot of hands. They really collapse that 1-3-1 when you get it into the paint, and it's not going to be any different for us. When we get it into the paint, there's going to be a lot of attention in there. We're going to have to be smart. We're going to have to play on 2 feet, like I tell these guys, and we're just going to have to make good plays. We don't have to make anything flashy. It's just got to be a solid basketball play. Hit the guy that's open and shoot the ball with confidence when you have the opportunity, because there are opportunities against the zone, any zone. Especially a 1-3-1 with the corners and the slots, we're going to have shots that are available to us. Mm-hmm. We just have to be patient enough to find them. We can't think that their defense, because they are a solid team, mm-hmm. their defense is not going to collapse after one pass. It's not going to collapse after, you know, two. We've got to be able to execute our offense and do it at a high rate and high efficiency.
Well, you're going to wrap up CHS with Bird Mascot Week this week here.
There we go. Yeah. That's always good.
Yeah. It's Scott City and Colby on Friday night, and then a big trip to Goodland next Tuesday. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. And thanks again, as always, for the time here, Coach. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.